Hey there, guys. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. This is where we take our challenges with women, love, and sex, and we turn those into the strength and the clarity and the confidence we need to get what we want in life and create the love and relationships we want. Keep working on that introduction. I'm going to get it perfect one day. This is a somber day for me, and I'm going to shoot this video anyway. I told you a few months ago I had to put one of my dogs down, Sydney, who was really sick with a brain tumor, and my girlfriend and I had to put her down and bury her. And just yesterday I found out that the next best dog in the world, who is Chauncey, she's here laying at my feet. This is Chauncey in her puppy picture. Turns out she's got a tumor in her abdomen, and we have to probably euthanize her in the next day or two. I borrowed a backhoe here recently and have a hole dug out in the backyard. I recommend you learn how to run a backhoe. It's a powerful feeling. You feel invincible in a backhoe. Anyway, in the name of being authentic, which is something we talk a lot about here, and being calm and deliberate and peaceful, being authentic helps you stay calm and deliberate, right? I'm not in the mood to shoot this video because of what's going on with Chauncey, but I want to. I want to do the video for you. I want to communicate some things that I told you I would and follow through. But it's a sad day, and if you're the kind of person who does prayers for dogs or animals, I sure appreciate a prayer or two for Chauncey. Let's move on with the video. I'm going to talk about, remember the John and Jane article I've been writing about? Some of you have seen that and joined my list by reading that. In one of the articles, I said John had made a big mistake. And when he gave a speech to Jane about what he wanted from the marriage and what he believed in and what he most dreamed about of having a life together with her, he made a mistake after he said that. It was a great speech, but she didn't respond like he was expecting. And so I want to talk about the three mistakes that guys make, and Pete was making too in that article. And that's what today's video is about. And I'm going to go through these. At the end of it, I'm going to ask you to think about questions you have, because I've said all this stuff before one way or another. I've said it, and sometimes it's not clear. There's a yeah, but question going on in your head. How does it apply to me? Do not hesitate, please, to give me a call or send me an email about these ideas and ask me how they relate to you. If you don't get it and how it relates to you in your situation, I'm happy to answer that question. Just email me at steve@goodguystogreatmen.com. So let's talk about the three mistakes men make with women. These are the three mistakes men make when they're trying to connect with women, reconnect with women, build trust, build respect. Even on a first date, if you've never been married or ever been on a date, the first date, how do you connect with a woman in ways that make things feel safe and emotionally trusting and respectful? Here are mistakes that you can make. Number one, expecting a certain reaction or an outcome. This is the mistake that Pete made when he gave his speech to Jane in that article. He came up with what he thought were the perfect words that would make any woman swoon and fall into his arms and cry and want to be with him. And if you do anything in your life that is expecting another person to react a certain way based on something that you say or you do, you're already setting yourself up for failure. That is pressure. And we're going to talk about that. It's a prelude to number three. Putting pressure on people with your expectations, your outcomes, will almost always make them move away in any setting, romantic or not. So what Pete was doing was expecting Jane to all of a sudden feel his love, feel his trust, feel the safety of his protection. And she didn't. She was still mad at him. So if you're going to speak your truth, if you're going to say something or do something or build something, create something, do it because it's what you want to do. If you're doing it because you expect somebody else to react or respond a certain way, or you're expecting a certain outcome, everybody knows it. Everybody can feel it. And that's not authentic. So when I help you create responses from a place of love and confidence and strength and clarity, I'm asking you to do it for you, not to get a response or a reaction. We're not looking for that. You have to do it for you. Number two, the second mistake that men make with women when trying to create a connection: caring more about what she thinks about you than how she is feeling herself. Now, this is a change or a variation on the thing I've said many times before and have written about, and that is you have to care not what she thinks about you, but you should care about what she thinks and feels and dreams. I'm wording it a different way because this concept, it can get elusive. It gets confusing. I'll say it again. We must care more about The mistake is caring more about what she thinks about you than how she is feeling about herself. When we come into a situation like this, whether it's a first date or trying to connect with a woman who is not trusting us anymore, if you're caring about what she thinks, it means she has the power to make you feel approved, make you feel strong, make you feel desirable and attractive and accepted, and you're giving all the power to her, and she knows that everything that you're doing is trying to get back a certain reaction to help you feel better about you. It is impossible for a woman to trust a man who is doing and thinking and saying things in order to feel better about himself and get her to fill that up for him. She needs it from you first. How? She needs you to be more concerned about how she is feeling about herself at that very moment. And this is about emotional safety. I've written about quite a bit. If you can let go about caring what she thinks about you for the moment and be more concerned about what she's going through, empathizing with her journey and her pain and her discomfort and her uncertainty and her lack of emotional safety, if she can feel that that's something you are concentrating on, then she can move a step closer to you. I talk about this all the time in horse training, and the last thing I want to do is imply that women are like horses, but they are a little bit. There's a certain level of fear going on in every person, and if you can be the kind of man who lets your fear go long enough to pay attention to her fear and try to empathize with what she's going through, be more interested in her instead of trying to be interesting to her. Ask powerful questions. Just be quiet for a while. Give her the space of silence and let her talk, listening, empathizing. This is important because anybody can smell this a mile away. Horses smell it immediately when you walk into the corral. If you care all about how scared you are of them and what they're going to do to you, they can't get close to you. The same happens with women. I hope that was a little bit clear. Number three, mistakes men make when trying to connect with women. You see that on the video, it looks like you can't even read it, but it says, there you go, not giving her space or knowing how to release pressure. What this is talking about is giving both physical distance and emotional distance when there is pressure being applied. Women feel pressure in all sorts of ways. You can be powerful with your voice, you can be loud, you can be belligerent, you can be aggressive. You can be physically intimidating, slamming doors, pounding tables. The pressure of neediness, the pressure of wanting them to do or say something to make you feel about yourself. There's all kinds of ways that women feel pressure, all kinds of ways that horses feel pressure. If you don't know how to back off, both emotionally and physically, in ways that create that space that allow her to take a step into the space of safety, all she can do is back away. And sometimes it makes men mad when they see her moving away, or she won't reach out and touch. She won't even emotionally get close or accept a compliment, even when you say you look nice today, and they don't respond because they don't want to give you the satisfaction of knowing that you've made her feel safe, because you haven't yet. Sometimes we give compliments in order to get women to move closer to us, and it feels like pressure. So when a woman doesn't respond to a compliment, it's normally a response of stepping back away from the pressure of your expectation that she should respond. If we're going to give a compliment, we give a compliment. We don't expect anything back. We give a compliment. Not giving her enough space or knowing how to release pressure is really important, because especially if you're in a marriage where there's been a lot of distance and there's been a lot of reluctance to get close, you have to understand what the tension is between you two. And you have to understand the kind of fears that she has about taking one step closer into your space as a man. And a lot of that means removing a lot of the barriers, stopping doing some of the behavior that I used to do, you know, the condescending and belittling and over-talking and analyzing everything and asking way too many questions and trying to somehow prove that you're right and she's wrong. Nobody likes that, especially in a romantic setting. She's going to step away all the time. So what I'd like to do is help you in your specific situation to find out what kind of pressure you've been applying, and then help you with specific tactics on how to start removing the pressure by getting more clear and confident and strong in yourself, so you don't need to put that pressure on her. You don't need her to respond to you and make you feel better about you. That's all I have for today. If you have any questions at all about these things and how they apply, I really invite you to call me or email me at steve@goodguystogreatmen.com. I'm here for you. My passion is helping you unravel the mystery and help you take positive action tomorrow to get the things you want out of life and create the life and love you want. And again, I'll ask you for prayers for Chauncey. Chauncey is here at my feet right now, and I'll keep you posted on her health. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.